KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. A stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend.
Stand.
But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes.
Stand.
All God's children just
stand.
Stand. Yeah.
Stand.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
That's right, my friend.
For
it's time to stand for holiness. It's time to stand for righteousness. It is now time to stand for the things that are pleasing in the sight of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But the Word of God clearly tells us he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. And my friend, we're giving that invitation to you to be able to stand. And once again, we thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years, none other than in the person of
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Outreach Ministry. Can be heard every Saturday right here at 12:30. As a matter of fact, we'd like you to get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know that Moments of Inspiration Perfecting the Saints is now on the air. I would like you to know that Moments of Inspiration is a well-rounded broadcast radio ministry that is specially formulated to minister to God's people in these end times in which that we are in. We know that we are living in the lateness of the hour. The signs of the times are imminent. When we look around and see the book is being fulfilled, and lo, I come in the volume of the book to let you know that it is now time to rightfully discern and decide what you are going to do. Even as it was told in the Old Testament to Joshua said, choose ye this day, whom are you going to serve? Are you going to serve religion? Are you going to serve man? Or are you going to serve God? And you know what? There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. Right now, we're going to ask my beautiful wife, if she so kindly will, to share a scripture with us. And we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Psalm 16, 1 through 3. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, yes, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again. Lord God, we thank you because you've been so good to us. Lord, we come to you thanking and praising you for another broadcast. Thanking and praising you, Lord God, for just being alive.
Oh,
thanking,
yes,
and praising you, Lord God, for just being in the midst of a just lifting up your name.
Yes,
giving you,
Lord,
praise, giving,
yes,
you glory today. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for all our brothers and sisters, the ones, Lord God, that are there, Lord, that need a touch from you.
Oh, yes.
And Lord God, if you don't comfort them, if you don't touch them, Lord God, they can't not make it.
Yes,
but with,
Lord,
your help, we know, God, that they can make it.
Yes.
In,
yes,
the name of Jesus.
In,
and we're praying for them, Lord, because so many have so many different needs.
Yes.
And they,
Lord,
feel sometimes that nobody cares.
Hallelujah.
But God, you care.
Yes.
And you got,
Lord,
people here, God, that cares.
Yes.
And Lord, we're asking you to help us to be able to do what you told us to do in your word.
Yes.
That,
Lord,
we go to the hospital, we go to the prison. Lord God, we go and feed the hungry. You know, just do the things that you commanded us to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on your people. But we know that you're coming back, and you're coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And we're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
that you would just get your people ready, Lord God, ready, because you're soon to come back, Lord God. So many out there, Lord Jesus, just, you know, acting as though that you're not coming back, but you're coming back.
Oh, yes.
And Lord God, we're just just praying for them, because we know the lateness of the hour.
Oh, yes.
And according to your word, and we stand in your word, God, we know that you're soon to come back. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you that you would touch the hearts of your people everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord God, hallelujah, that is something that we said or they hear, Lord, that will bless them today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank
in
you,
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, truly we count it a privilege as well as an honor to come into your homes, your places of confinement. Amen. We're throwing a high five to even our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated behind prison bars today. We're lifting you up in the name of Jesus. We're lifting up men and women, amen, that are behind prison bars, praying for you, knowing that the power of God is still accessible where you are. That's right. The throne of grace is still obtainable, even if though you are behind prison bars. And we're lifting you up in the name of Jesus. And those of you that might be out on the streets, amen, while you're driving up and down the highways in your cars, amen, we want to let you know, amen, that we love you in the things of the Lord. And they want to let you know that the God that we serve, amen, he is still delivering. He is still setting the captive free. He is still opening the blind eyes. He is still constructing, or should I say reconstructing, broken homes. He's putting back together marriages. That's right. People that have been divorced, amen, have remarried once they committed their lives over to the Lord. My brothers and sisters, yes, you talk about a cosmic God that is able to bless you. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible tells us, choose ye this day whom you will serve. And if you're going to serve God, then you've got to do that with all your heart, all your might, all your soul. But if you're going to serve the gods on the other side of the flood, and that is that they served golden images, they served graven images, they served stuff more so than God. And we're living in a stuff-oriented society today.
God.
Amen. We're seeking to find happiness in stuff. Amen. We're seeking to find happiness in things.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And you know, there's been a misunderstanding, Minister Mildred, when Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and these things. But somehow we've taken things that Jesus talked about to be stuff. And that's not what he was referring to. He's referring to the things in the kingdom of God. He's speaking about the anointing of his Holy Spirit that is able to transform the lives of God's people. No, the things he's not speaking about are tangible items that we look for to get day to day. No, he's not really referring to cars and houses. He's not referring to big bank accounts. Can I share something with you? That comes with the territory of pleasing God.
Matthew 6:33.
But here's what we're saying. The Bible says that even when Solomon prayed, Minister Mildred, he didn't ask for things.
Well,
he didn't ask for stuff. In other words, I need an anointing on my life so that I can properly lead your people in the right way. Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? Stuff caused Solomon to go astray.
It did, baby.
Amen. And if your heart is not humble before you get stuff, stuff will steer you in another direction. As a matter of fact, you'll become more stuff-oriented than you will God-oriented.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Solomon turned around and said, everything my heart desired, I got it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Out of 700 wives and 300 chicks on the side and the 700 women began to sway his mind, Minister Mildred, from the things of God. Because you know what? He wanted to please them in their stuff, the things that they wanted.
Amen, Bishop. Now, as you were saying that it's today, in today's society, you know, you see people, more people seeking the hands of God than seeking the presence of God. In other words, you know, they want what he has to offer instead of wanting him. And you know, God don't want that. He wants us to be about seeking him instead of his hands. You know, give me, give me, give me, give me what they can get out to deal. Instead of wanting to stay in his presence and learn what to do, you know, they're going to be a blessing to for the kingdom. But instead, we want to build our own kingdom, and it's not God's kingdom.
You know what, Minister Miller, you're absolutely right. Even when it comes today, the children of God must be very careful, because even when we speak about kingdom building, a terminology and phrase that is often used with much validity in the body of Christ, and the magnitude of that phrase that is used about kingdom building, we must decipher and properly understand the magnitude of what is being said. When we say kingdom building, we've got to be understanding whose kingdom
are we building.
Are we building?
Yes, yes.
And what instructions did the Lord use for us to build his kingdom? And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves trying to build our own little kingdom.
Milo.
Yeah, we see it all the time. It happens in ministry. It happens worldwide. It happens all over. But the truth of the matter is that if we truly love the Lord and we want to be involved in the kingdom building things of the Lord, can I tell you something? And I found this out the hard way. I found this out. You don't really need a title to be involved in kingdom building. You don't. And like I tell people all the time, had I known what I know now, if I'd have known it 30 years ago, amen, I wouldn't have even went through an ordination process to have bishop titled over my name, because I realized that God is not moved by our titles. He's moved by our honesty and our sincerity to obey him. As a matter of fact, Minister Mildred, when I go through the Word of God and I see how God worked through mere deacons who did not even possess a title of a deacon, I don't even think they went through ordinations back in those days, like we've made all the hoop and retro and hoopla about it today. But these men were anointed and infused with the Holy Spirit. And so what has happened is, in the body of Christ, there has been a mask, a masquerade that Satan has placed over us, to making us think that he who possesses the biggest title has the most preeminence. Can I be honest? Can I share that with you today? Yes. Can I share that with you? Amen. Nobody wants to be called brother no more.
No, Lord.
Nobody wants to be called sister no more.
That's an insult.
Nobody wants to be called pastor.
My God. Help us, Lord.
And the wives don't want to be called sister. If you don't call them first lady, they finna get bent out of shape.
Yes, true.
First Lady Mildred.
That's right.
You're going to get bent out of shape if they don't call you First Lady Mildred.
They know me like that? Amen. They don't want to. They want that title because they, you know, and especially, let's be honest, in the black
Would
church,
you be offended if somebody called you Sister Mildred?
Bishop, they do it all the time,
all
and
right.
I have no problem with
all
that.
All right. And the reason why I'm saying this is because if we're not careful, another form of witchcraft begins to take us over.
Yes.
And amen. And that's what we're speaking about today, breaking and disarming the mentality of the enemy that is keeping us from properly abiding in the kingdom building principle.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Many times as I read the Word of God, the Bible shares and tells us that when Paul and Barnabas went to a particular place preaching the Word of God, they took one to be Jupiter and they took one to be Mercury. Those were pagan gods. And the Bible says that the preaching that they shared was so glorious until the people, actually, Minister Mildred, began to make sacrifice unto them. And they fell down at the feet of Paul, and Paul said, "See that you don't do it, for I am a man just like you."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when the spirit of sorcery and witchcraft comes, we want to be admonished, not equal,
yes,
to our brothers and sisters. We wish to be elevated to a substantial level that makes them subservient to us. As a matter of fact, even when we go to the book of Revelations, the Bible says that after the beloved disciple of the Lord, the disciple whom Jesus loved, the Apostle John, when he received the revelatory factor from the angel, he fell down at his feet, Minister Mildred, and he began to worship him. And the angel said, "See that you don't do it, for I am thy fellow servant."
Yes.
Something is wrong in the dispensation of time in which that we are living in.
It's a spirit, Bishop.
But it is time for us to bring it back to the place, because our Lord is soon to come.
Yes.
And the spirit of sorcery and witchcraft, yes, that has even taken over the body of Christ must be cast down.
Yes, humble yourself.
Amen. Well, Bishop Townsend, you have the title of bishop. I don't need it. If you call me Brother Townsend, you see, the title is not what makes the man. It's the man that makes the title. Stephen didn't have a title, but look at the wonderful works that he'd done while he was working in the kingdom. Philip didn't have a big title, but look at the wonderful works that he was doing in the kingdom. As a matter of fact, there were some men who were working that didn't have titles, and the apostles went to Jesus, Minister Mildred, and they said, "Lord, we saw others casting out devils, and because they wasn't with us, we told them you can't do that." And Jesus said, "Wait a minute. Don't stop them. Because they don't have the title of evangelist or prophet or and it's very strange, even when it comes to the office of apostle. Many of them have exceeded that word. And now they want to be chief apostle.
Oh, yes.
But I don't hear none of them calling themselves, like Paul, the chiefest of sinners.
No.
I get that title ain't big enough.
No, that's not big. That's not glamorous.
In other words, we want to break the spell that is over the body of Christ so that God's people can understand exactly how witchcraft and sorcery is still working. As a matter of fact, we're going to be going to the Word of God today to let you know that even in the days of the apostles, how that there was a certain sorcerer who thought having power over God's people was important. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves seeking that same thing. I remember when I heard one pastor call the congregation, the sheep, dumb. And that really bothered me, Minister Mildred, because when you think that low about God's people, even Solomon asked for wisdom. He said, because seeing that thou hast put me over such a great people, and if he could admonish God's people as great, what leader has the ability to look down on God's sheep? What did he tell Peter? He said, Simon Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Feed my what? My sheep.
Yes, he did.
And Jesus called him his sheep, because don't nothing belong to us. But as we get into the Word of God today, Minister Mitchell, I'd like to go to the book of Acts to find out how sorcery tried to creep into the church. And one thing about it is we're living in a society now where it's hard to tell who's real and who's not real. That is the question that is permeating all over the body of Christ. I see it on Facebook. I see it on everything. I read the post of one young lady this morning. She said, Bishop Townsend, I see all of these people with titles, but when you go on their page, they ain't really talking the Word of God, and they're not really preparing God's people for the coming of the Lord. All they're doing is talking about getting more stuff.
That's it. Stuff oriented. It's just like a spirit has been leased out here. And here he is. Many people around us are dying, leaving here, and our minds still on stuff. It looks like, you know, it's just something that our people got to get back out of this spell, get this spell cast.
Let me share something with you, and I think I shared this with God's people too. We got just a few minutes, but remember the scenario, Minister Mildred, where these sanctified folk up in Chicago had invited this sister into their church. I'll say Sister Snodgrass, and I've shared this with God's people before, and that, you see, sometimes you can get so caught up into religion until you're not hearing the voice of God.
Well, you need a spirit of discernment. When you see all of these things, Bishop, and you don't even know, and you're seeing it sounding right, but you know, you got to have the spirit of discernment to know.
Without the spirit of discernment, even in the kingdom-building things of God, you see, that's the reason why God let us see things, and he lets us see people, and he lets us see circumstances and situations so that we will realize, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to fall prey. Even the Word of God says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they are of God. And so that we know that we're living in the dispensation of time, Minister Mildred, what is a real shepherd? What is a real prophet? What is a real man or woman of God really going to be telling God's people?
We're getting ready for the preparing them for coming of the Lord, because he could come anytime.
Now, if the Lord is going to soon to come, then why do I need to accumulate a lot of stuff?
Because as the suspense. That's what
What's funny?
Doing.
What are you laughing
no,
at?
No, it's not funny. You're right.
Oh,
I'm
just trying to help me out because if the Lord is soon to come,
yes, you're right.
and the Bible even tells me that even during the persecution of the church, that the disciples began to have the people bring their stuff. So that they could equally distribute it among those that are poor. Now, we're living in a dispensation of time where now everybody is looking at stuff. Preachers of L.A. has infiltrated the minds of God's people, and they've gotten them thinking that this is the way God wants us to be. But now the thing about it is, it's nothing wrong with having stuff, as long as you're taking that stuff like they did during the apostolic time of the apostles and sharing with people that are less fortunate.
Well, a lot of that don't go on, because there are people more concerned about their mansions and having not only one in every town they go, you know. And they want their own private jet, no longer going to the airports and catching the plane. They want their own. So
all right.
We live in a society where they, you know.
We're talking about today breaking the spell. Breaking the spell today, because God's people are up under spells. And it doesn't matter whether you're a pastor or an apostle, a bishop, an elder, a missionary. It doesn't matter what denomination you are in. It doesn't matter what affiliation you are in. This spell has infiltrated all sects of Christianity.
Say it, Bishop.
And it is time for the people of God to get back in place. And yet, can I share something with you? Whenever God got ready to send judgment, he sent true prophets that would proclaim what God wants. Remember, God did not send Jonah to pacify Nineveh. He came to tell them, thus said the Lord, in 30 days, that if y'all don't get y'all act together, judgment is coming into the land. And these are the things that the real shepherds are going to be preparing God's people for today, to let them know that not only is judgment coming to the land, it is here now. When we go to the book of Revelation and we see the vials that are poured out, let me tell you something. We are up under some of those times right now. Flesh-eating diseases are out there.
Ooh, that's so true.
Destroying people.
Yes.
Sickness is running rampant on every side, and demonic influence is at an all-time high. Why? Because the church has gone to sleep.
Yes, sleeping.
Because we're more concerned about getting stuff.
Stuff. More stuff.
The Bible says they would take the grace of God and turn it into lasciviousness. What does that mean, Bishop Townsend? That means that they would capitalize on nothing but millions of dollars just so that they can say, we're Holy Ghost millionaires. But can I share something with you? Jesus told us the poor you're going to have with you always. And that means that those of us that would become rich, we are to take our riches and to share it with those that are poor. I didn't say what the people gave you. See, a lot of time, we as leaders get rich from the people. And after we get rich from the people, then we look for the people to reach out to the poor. While we build up our nest egg and we grow bigger and bigger, better and better, stronger and stronger. But we look to the people. That's sorcery. When we go to the Word of God, Minister Mildred, we're going to go to the Word of God, and it says this. Maybe somebody desires prayer. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Moments of Inspiration. Do you desire prayer? I didn't think so. That's witchcraft operating. But as I said before, we won't be taking any more calls so that we can get this word across. As a matter of fact,
praise be to God.
Here's what I want to share with you. Minister Mildred, coming from the book of Acts. The book of Acts. 8 and 18. What does that say?
Book of Acts, 8 and 18 reads as this.
Uh-huh. 8 and 18.
When Simon saw that the through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money.
Now, let us understand something. Simon wanted more stuff.
Stuff.
Because he figured, now the Bible says that he already had the people up under the spell of witchcraft and sorcery.
Yes, indeed.
And it is safe to say, and Bishop's not afraid to tell you that, amen, I don't mind coming against witchcraft. I don't mind coming against sorcery. That all went with the ministry. I don't have a special ministry of deliverance. That goes with the kingdom building principle. I don't have a special ministry of prosperity. That goes with the ministry. It's just like when a man gets married. Oh, I've got a ministry of sex. No, sex. No. The love making goes with the marriage. You don't have to put an overemphasis on anything, but witchcraft will make you do that. A man that can't get enough benevolence from his wife because he says, I can't get enough sex. Well, you know what? He's full of lust.
Lust. Burning in.
Watch this. When you don't balance the thing right, lust has crept back in. Even when it comes to the financial blessings of the Lord, it's a spirit of lust, a spirit of sorcery. And what else does it say, Minister Mildred?
Saying, give me this power.
Give me this power.
That on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
But Peter said, watch this.
Now, people say, don't judge me, but can I tell you something? God is calling us to take a stand and to refute.
Stand.
The apostle did not sit back and compromise and say, well, you know what?
Mm-mm.
All of us have sinned.
No.
All of us have come short. You know what? Ain't none of us made it yet. No, he refuted the wrong. A real shepherd, a real leader, a real prophet, a real man of God, a woman of God is going to refute the wrong in which that they see. They are not going to go along to get along. They are going to refute it. But when you are up under the spell of sorcery and witchcraft, you go along
to get along.
And you want something for nothing. That's why this time of year, a lot of people are going to get had. Folks are going to come up to you on the street. selling you gold chains and selling you gold this and gold that, and they're going to sell you boxes with brand new TVs in there full of bricks. But because you want something for nothing so bad, that is how you get had. And so you see here, this so-called man of God, he didn't want to go through the process of the anointing. He didn't want to go through praying and fasting and seeking God. See, that's how the false prophets get you now. You don't want to pray, you don't want to fast, but you just want a blessing. You don't want to consecrate yourself unto God. But the Bible says that in the book of Nineveh, when they told them that God was bringing judgment to Nineveh, Minister Mildred, everything
went on a fast.
Huh? What are you saying? We're not trying to get something for nothing. Mm-hmm. We know that most of the judgment that we're going through, we brought it on ourselves.
Yes,
and
right.
If the season that we took to get here, it's going to take a season for it to come off. What else, Minister Mildred?
But Peter said unto them,
what?
Thy money perish with
your
thee.
Money going to die with you. Why?
Because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money.
So in other words, we think that money is the answer to our problems.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus let him know that, you know what, money is not the answer. Peter let him know, money is not the answer to your problem.
Mm. My God.
You're going around saying, I need a financial blessing. You know how to, you need to take what God gave you and use it the way God gave it to you.
Thank you, Lord.
If a man's got bean seeds in his hand, and he don't take those bean seeds and put them in the proper ground, he can plant them and they still don't grow.
Well, make it plain.
You got to know how to properly plant what God has given you.
Thank you, Lord.
And when people called me and said, pray for me, I need a financial blessing, I asked them, what did you do with the last one God gave you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How did you use it? How did you sow? Did you go and find people that were poor and destitute? Did you go out and saw the drunkard going through the garbage can and buy them some food? See, when you're planting seeds like that, God will give it back to you. We're not in the Old Testament Elisha time now. Come on, wake up from the hoodwink and the charades. We're not up under Elisha time now. Well, give me the first cake. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When you are not aware of what the Word of God is saying, you're going to be had to the day you die. Many people are had up under ministries all the time. But because they want something for nothing. Minister Miller, we got a few minutes. I want to go to show you that how the spell of witchcraft, and when people get involved in witchcraft, how it must be renounced. Go with me to the book of Acts 19:13. Got about 3 or 4 minutes, about 3 minutes. 19:13.
Okay. 19:13 says, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth.
Uh-huh.
And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests, who did so.
Now, they were appointed but not anointed.
Exactly.
In other words, anybody can use the name of Jesus, but without the proper authority, you talking loud and saying nothing.
Mm.
That's the reason why we got preachers that are still up preaching, talking about they in sin.
My God.
They're still drinking. They're still smoking. They're still whomonging.
Jesus.
But what they're not telling you, that if the Lord take their life,
God.
While they're in that, their soul is lost. That's not right. Judging nobody. That's just the truth. Huh? Just like that man that built the bigger barns, and he said, my soul is going to rest now because I've got enough. I've built my own kingdom. I've got everything. I've got enough money to last me for the rest of my life. And the Bible says a sound came from heaven and said, thou fool, this night.
Yes.
Your soul. Well, now, let me tell you something, brother. So that if you ain't there when Jesus come, you a fool. Because when your soul is required of you, the Bible says, as a tree falls, those shall it lie. Go ahead, Minister Mildred.
15 says, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?
Keep reading. Keep on
and
reading.
And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded.
Uh-huh.
And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at the Ephesus, and fear fell on them all.
So they found out that witchcraft and sorcery ain't a thing to play with. Because,
oh,
see,
God.
Many of you are going through things right now, but you're going to the witch worker trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
You're going to the psychic advisors and readers trying to find out because somebody put a spell and they put a hex on you.
Mm.
So you think by going to somebody else like that, that it's going to help you out. But can I tell you something? The more you go to that, the deeper in a fix that you're getting.
Yeah, Bishop.
As a matter of fact, let me show you something. That these people began to renounce such activities. Verse number 18 says, what, Minister Mills?
And many that believed came
and many that believed came and confessed.
And
what are you saying?
Their deeds.
And showed that I can't hide it. Bishop, I've been in witchcraft. I've been in sorcery.
Yes.
But I need to come out of it right now.
Yes,
and the Bible says, number 19, Minister Mildred.
Many of them which also use curious arts.
Watch this, y'all. Some of y'all still using curious arts. You're still trying to get a blessing. You're going to that man. You're putting down the oils. You're putting down the powders. Mm. You're taking the dolls. You're still trying to get somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife. You're using curious arts, but you know what? Baby, you've made a pact with